Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, believe it or not, though my voice sounds kind of funny. If you follow me on social or you're in the Primal Potential Facebook group, you know that Roman is a little under the weather and Mom got sick too. So you have to bear with me and my voice, and also forgive me because I know I said that Chris was going to join us today because he hasn't been on the show in the past couple weeks. But with Roman having RSV, I thought to myself, I can make today easier by recording this myself. So I miss him on Saturday shows too. I know I said last week that he would be here, but it just made the most sense to knock this out solo. And Ro is upstairs sleeping on Dad. So just, you know, to kind of touch on the RSV thing. RSV is, Ro's okay. He's doing all right. RSV is a respiratory illness. It's a virus that little kiddos get, primarily babies, toddlers. And Chris had gotten a cold, didn't seem anything crazy. And then Ro got a cough, and I decided to take him in on what day? Wednesday of this week. And they tested him for RSV just as a precaution. Turns out he has it because it's a virus. It's just one of those things that time will work its way through. A lot of times babies who get RSV need help so that they can breathe. But so far, so good. He's at home. It's been a rough few days, but in the scheme of things, not that rough. You know, we always have that contrast for us to realize, you know what, a few nights without sleep in the scheme of things, not that serious. So he's just tired. He's got a cough. Mom's got it too now. Not RSV, because adults don't usually get that. We just get like a respiratory infection or something. So anyway, that's that. That's why Chris isn't here. So much has been going on, and I can't wait to have Chris on the show so we can like chat about Cabo, and we had Robin's baptism and all of those things. But hopefully, I'm not going to promise, hopefully we will be past this and we'll have no issue recording next week. Right now with the RSV, Roman's just fussier than normal, and because of the chest congestion, usually wants to sleep on one of us. So he's napping right now, but he's napping on Chris. So that's that. What we're giving away today. Okay. If you are not in the free Primal Potential Facebook group, get in there, because I shared that as of December 1st, I'm part of this trial. It is really a weight loss trial, but I know it's going to have a lot of other benefits as well, and so I've been sharing some of the details there, and it leads me to what I'm giving away this week. One of the changes that I'm making as part of this trial is to what I consume first thing. Often I would have my green protein smoothie in the morning. I've kind of bumped that back because of what I'm learning in this trial in terms of the way that certain oligosaccharides, it's just a type of, a very particular type of carbohydrate, and prebiotics can help us to get into fat burning mode. Now, for all of you golden rules of carbs and fat loss people, this doesn't in any way change that for fat loss, because we're not talking about sugar. We're not talking about a potato or anything. Essentially, it is a no-sugar protein blend first thing, not with almond milk, not with fruit, not with anything else, just with water. And that is what I'll have first, and then I'll have my green protein smoothie a little bit later. So I'm going to be giving away that protein today. I'll also link to it in the show description. So If you are listening to the podcast, obviously you are, swipe up on the show artwork, and that is going to bring you to the show description. So I'll link to it. I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. There's so many fun questions today. I was really hoping that Chris would be here for this. I might save a couple of the questions for when he is on, but we'll see how it goes. Before we get into the questions and announce our winner of that protein, you can pick your flavor. I wanted to let you know, I'm like, what was I thinking? Oh, for the month of December, Amare has a special promotion on their supplements. If you spend $200, you save 15%. If you spend $250, you save 20%. And if you spend $300 or more, you save 25% on your order with the code HOLIDAY. With the code HOLIDAY. I'll also put those details in the show description because that's, I mean, 25%. Better believe I'm going to be loading up on stuff. Okay. The first question, and thanks so much for bearing with me and my voice. I'm going to do my best not to cough. How do you keep positive in a negative world? So I think this answer is going to be different for everybody. Just as I was processing that question, I was thinking of two different school shootings that I'm aware of in the recent past. And it is, it's, you know, I don't personally ever watch the news, but because I'm on Facebook, because I'm on Instagram, I see the news. So even if you're like me and the news is just never, ever on in my house, you still hear about it. People are talking about it. You see it on social media. So to the question of how do you keep positive in a negative world? What I think about is, well, what happens if you don't? What happens if, because there are, you know, terrible things happening in the world, you just get really down about everything and everybody gets really down on everything, and then we make it so much worse. So it's almost like because there is so much negative in the world, it's even more important that we remain positive. And here's the other thing that just rings so true for me. It is what you see. Because you can absolutely look at the world, look at the news, and find so much horrible stuff. But guys, hear me on this. Like, this is so important. You can look at the same news and find amazing things happening every day. You get what you look for. Yeah, more airtime goes to the terrible, horrible, awful tragedies, but that's not all there is. You could say that the world is actually very positive. You can look for the negative. You can see the negative. It is there, and it's going to get disproportionate airtime and social media time. But it doesn't have to get a disproportionate amount of your attention. Good things are happening every single day. And if you are somebody who sees the world as a negative place or a dark place or a scary place, then you all the more need to look for the good. Just today, I've seen two people post on social media things that their family is doing to give back to different charitable organizations in December. That's amazing. That stuff happens all the time. There is generosity everywhere. There is heroic acts everywhere. There is kindness everywhere. There is positive transformation and growth everywhere. So yeah, there are things that happen that are terrible, but there are things that are happening that are amazing. We got to remember that the media is going to put forth the bad stuff way more than they put forth the good stuff. So if you are somebody who is feeling like it is negative, then you need to put it on yourself to look for the good or be a force for good. Especially if you really believe that the world is a negative place, you better get out there and be a force for great things. All right, this next question is one that I think I might hold off on until Chris is on the show, because I posted a picture of Chris and Roman in the Primal Potential Facebook group, and he was wearing a purple rain shirt. Hold on, I'm going to pause myself for a second so I can cough. All right, sorry about that. So in this picture that I posted where Chris was wearing a purple rain t-shirt, somebody asked, what role does music play in your lives together and separately? Do you have a playlist / favorite artists that help motivate you? Also, it might be fun to hear each of your top five artists, favorite podcast, favorite genres, kind of like a Spotify Wrapped recap. Chris does not listen to podcasts, so I can make that one really simple. But I'll come back to his answers on this next time he's on. In terms of what role music plays in our lives, we love to sing. We both love to sing. When we're on road trips or just driving around, we love to put on duets, like on the radio or whatever we're streaming when we're driving, and like sing them together. We've done that since like we first started dating. We both really like karaoke, but we don't do it often. Certainly since things have changed in the world in the last year or so, and just they're not, those opportunities haven't been as present, but we both love music. Roman loves music. We sing a lot in the car constantly. We sing to Roman constantly. I don't have top five artists though. Like I have very eclectic tastes in music. I really love some country. I really love some pop. Yeah, we both have really eclectic. We'll come back to this. I don't even know if I have favorite podcasts. Right now I'm just in like a listening to CrossFit podcast mode, and I have been for a few months, just stepped away from like the personal improvement stuff. But yeah, we'll come back to that question. It's a good question. The next one says, holidays, how do you stay on track without hating it? This is a huge nemesis for me. So I have done, this has come up on several Q&As, so make sure you're listening to the Saturday shows. Obviously, if you're hearing this, you're listening to a Saturday show, but if you've missed the last few, go back, because this question has come up a lot. And one of the things that I always tell people is, the holidays are days. It's not a season, all right? And if we're talking about Thanksgiving, or we're talking about Christmas, or we're talking about New Year's Eve, nobody is overweight because they went hog wild on Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve. They're just not. Now, when Halloween candy coming into the grocery stores in September leads into eating Halloween candy for 6 weeks, and then when Christmas candy comes out, stocking up on that and eating Thanksgiving leftovers for 2 weeks and then eating all the Christmas cookies for a month, you know, it can turn into a 5-month period of overindulging, but it doesn't have to. It goes back to 80-20, 90-10. I don't want anybody feeling bad that they ate 3 plates of food on Thanksgiving. You might not feel your best. I certainly don't want for myself to have that sluggish feeling ever again in my life. I've had it for decades. I'm good. But even if you did, nobody has a weight issue because of that. 80-20. There are not 20 big holiday days in the year. And even if there were, even if you said, well, there's my birthday, my spouse's birthday, my kid's birthday, Thanksgiving, Easter, and you got to 20. Fine. You can go hog wild on those 20 days. And as long as you're consistent on the 80, you're fine. So look for ways to be consistent day to day. We still have Thanksgiving leftovers, and we still have these adorable custom cookies from Roman's baptism. I'm good. I'm done. I had my fill. You know, like I had them. They were delicious. Just because it's there doesn't mean I need to eat it. Chris will pick at it. That's cool. And then in a few more days, we'll toss it. The cookies that were left over and the cupcakes that were left over, I sent most of them to work with Chris. I sent some to the church. I sent a bunch of stuff home with people. But if on those days, those special days, you feel like you're not on track, that's fine. You just need to be on track more often than you're not. Find consistency with some things. You can still work out on Thanksgiving, on Easter, on Kwanzaa, on whatever. You can still have your green protein smoothie on your birthday, even though you're going to go out for margaritas and whatever else later in the day. Don't tell yourself that the holidays are this big problem. The problem is that you're not being consistent with some of the small things on a regular basis. All right, the next question is about me, and Chris says, I think you met online dating. Any fun stories or tips for online dating? I should come back to this one too. Yes, we did meet online. Tips for online dating, I don't have any. I'm not an expert in that. I don't imagine Chris would have any tips either, but I can ask him next week. Or whenever that is. Any funny stories? I should probably tell this when he's on, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So on our second date, I was living in New Hampshire at the time. He was living in Cape Cod, so we decided to meet halfway in Boston. And because it was in the winter, I got myself a hotel room in Boston, not for him, just for me. And he was just going to go up and back from the Cape because it wasn't quite as far from the Cape to Boston as from where I was to Boston. So This is our second date. It was a week after our first date. It hadn't been that long, maybe 5 or 6 days. And he comes, I'm like in the lobby or something. Maybe I was like meeting him outside. I don't remember the details. But he drives up and the valet guy in Boston, right on the waterfront, was like, what's your room number, you know, for parking? And he gives him my room number. And I was pissed. I was like, we might have told this story before. Anyway, it's a good story. We tell this story a lot. I'm like, he just charged his parking to my room? Like, he could very well have said, oh, I'm not staying here, and paid the $50 or whatever for the day to park. I was literally like, right in front of me, he just charged his parking to my room. I was so mad. But I didn't say anything. We had a good time. And maybe it was like, I don't know, a month later, I was kind of giving him crap for it in front of his friends. I'm like, yeah, like on our second date, he charges his parking to my room. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, remember when the valet asked for your room number and you gave him my room number? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you literally put that parking on my room. He's like, I thought it was free. I thought they just wanted to make sure you were staying there. And I'm like, where in the world, in what city is parking free? That's just so funny. I thought that was hysterical. We got past it, but I still give him crap for that. It comes up often, like, oh, you gonna charge it to my room? All right. That always makes me smile. Work in progress, this next one says. My work in progress. Forget the mistakes, stumbles, falls, and how to live into the very next moment. I've come so far in this one, and then old habits creep back in. I want the creep to go away. Those old habits creeping back in, you want that to stop. So I said this for this person that asked in Facebook. I said my answer in the Facebook group, and I just wanted to elaborate on it a little bit. I really think that the answer here is journaling. And Chris would be making fun of me if he was here right now. You guys know that. But here's why. The reason that old habits creep back in successfully is because we're not really paying attention in the day-to-day. We're sort of drifting, right? We're not focused on our goals. We're not locked in. And so what journaling does for me, when I use my Changemakers journal every day, what that does for me is it focuses me on who I want to be, how I want to be, what changes and improvements I want to make in that day. Without that, it's easy to be like, oh yeah, it's no big deal, whatever. It's how I keep myself tethered to my goals and my process and what really matters to me. So I really believe that intentional journaling, the tough thing, like I don't want anybody thinking just opening up a blank piece of paper is going to help. The Changemakers journal in particular, because it has you focus on your goals, your primary goal, your peripheral goals, areas of your life you want to improve, and action steps each day. And if you're doing that with intentionality, then you're paying attention. And paying attention is what helps make sure there's not that creep. Last question, and then we're going to give something away. Do you have any advice on how to handle the holiday blues? So I think it depends on why, like what they're coming from. Is it because you're lonely? Is it because, you know, the holidays hold bad memories for you? Or is it clinical? Do you have seasonal affective disorder and you need to be doing some light therapy, supplementing with vitamin D, that sort of thing? So first know that. What's it about? I know for me, the holidays can be a little melancholy because any sort of special occasion is a really hard reminder that Dagny's not here. And I like to make space for that. I'm not trying to be like, yeah, but Roman is. It's okay for me to be sad that Dagny's not here. My stepdad died in a car accident 4 days after Christmas when I was a senior in college. That always kind of comes to the top of my mind because his funeral was Christmas themed and it was Christmas vacation when it happened and everybody was around. It's okay to feel sad about that. A lot of times I think we want sadness to go away when maybe it doesn't need to. Now, on the other hand, there are times we're just down and we're blue for no real reason and we want to get ourselves out of it, and that's really valuable. But know if it's a seasonal affective disorder thing for you and make sure that you're taking steps naturally or otherwise to deal with that. One thing that can help a lot of people, though, is gratitude. What's good? To go back to that initial question, like how do you keep positive in a negative world? Is it really a negative world? I don't think so. Negative things happen. Terrible things happen. But is that a negative world? Do we know that there's more bad happening than good happening? I would say there's not. And that attitude alone can help beat the blues. Another huge one here is remove yourself from the center of the story. Put somebody else there. Who can you serve? How can you help somebody? What can you do that's generous? What can you do to make a difference? Remove yourself from the center of the story. Now, if you have some sort of clinical depression, get some help. It's okay to have yourself at the center of the story. But if it's just this general malaise, put somebody else there. Do something really generous for a family. Donate your time. Donate your talents. Make memories with people. Do something new. Do something fun. Where are you going to go with it, right? If the blues is where you start, then where are you going to go with it? What are you going to do about it? How can you put somebody or something else at the center of that story? I love it when you guys send your questions because it's just such a great opportunity to talk about so many different things. And I can't wait for Chris to be back so we can talk about, hopefully next week we'll be saying Roe is all better. I appreciate all of you guys who have been sending up prayers for him. We really, really appreciate that. I want Chris to share his thoughts on Cabo because he was like Mr. Popular in Cabo, rocking his Speedo and just being Chris. So hopefully he'll be back. We are giving away that protein blend that I talked about. That's how I'm starting my day. And the winner is Melanie Carglio. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm not, you can correct me when you email me. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Tell me you were the winner for 938. Tell me if you want vanilla, chocolate, or salted caramel, and include your mailing address so that I can get it out to you. Congratulations. Thanks for sharing your love of the podcast. You guys can win as well. Leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, or leave a review of either one of my books, Tools for the Trenches or Chasing Cupcakes, on Amazon. Or you can do all three and get three chances to win. Post on social an episode of this podcast that you are listening to or loving. Make sure to tag me so that I see it. And we give something away every single Saturday. So I'll put those links that we talked about to the protein and all of those big discounts up to 25% in the show description. Just swipe up on the show art and you will see it there. If you have questions or topics that you want to hear about on the podcast, let me know. And I will make sure to incorporate them. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance. And I'll see you next time.